The audio you're about to indulge in was created by me, Snaky Smut. It was recorded by a consenting adult for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you are considered a minor, please do not consume my content as you have been warned. My audios are not to be re-hosted, re-uploaded, re-shared to any other platform without my explicit permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy.
Hey, Teach. Didn't know you were next in line. Chad, don't panic. I'll handle this. And he's gone. Great job, Mr. Cockblock. It's been a while since I fucked someone from the football team and you just had to scare him off. I didn't even get a chance to get any of his friends and numbers yet. Couldn't you have at least waited till we were completely finished first? Well, anyway, since you're here, why not get what you came for? You want to fuck me next, right? Detention? Seriously? You're trying to give me a detention? Now, listen here, Teach. Don't kid yourself. I know you want to fuck me. It's the reason why you're always watching me fuck other people after school in this closet. That's fine. Don't deny it, though. I always fuck my partners in this storage closet next to your classroom because I know you don't mind hearing me get plowed every day. I always make sure to leave the storage room door open just a crack just for you. That way, you can enjoy the show without accidentally getting outed as the big pervert you really are. Of course, yeah, I've been keeping track. Let's see. Monday, it was Doug the janitor. Tuesday, it was Mr. Harper, the English teacher. Wednesday, it was Claire from the cheer squad. And today, it was Chad from the football team. Every time, a couple minutes after I've started fucking, I'd glance over at the door and sure enough, there you were. Watching and rubbing that little boner you'd get. And I'm just naming the people I've fucked this week. I'm sure after enjoying my naughty little show, you'd go straight into your classroom and jerk that little cock of yours at your desk. I bet after hearing me fuck so many people day after day, you just couldn't take it anymore. And just had to get a piece of all the action. It's about damn time you finally got the guts to open the door and get some too. Oh my god. Seriously? You're still insisting about giving me a detention? Fine. I'll commend you on your willpower. Let me just pull my panties up. I don't want to spill any of that yummy cream. and I'll follow you to your classroom for my sentencing. Don't worry. You can stay seated on that fancy chair of yours. I made sure to lock your classroom door. I'd rather not get interrupted for the second time today. So, Teach, I get it. You're the new young science teacher just trying to get his first year of teaching under his belt. I know you don't want to risk ruining your career before it even gets started. Especially not by getting caught fucking your barely 18-year-old student. Come on, just do it. Nothing wrong with wanting to fuck me. Trust me. I want this just as much as you. I've always thought you were so damn cute. Watching your eyes light up with passion when you lecture to us about genetic variation and natural selection. You are always my favorite teacher. You like that? Feeling my fingertips grazing your cock through your pants. I can just feel how hard you are. That cock of yours is ready to burst out of your pants. Despite my hand literally rubbing your cock through your pants, I can still sense some resistance. Maybe if I use more scientific terms, it will get the message through to you better. Now, let me get down on my knees in front of you and get that cock of yours out. Think of it as a reward for being such a great AP bio teacher. Not too bad, Teach. Certainly not the biggest in this school. Oh, did your cock just twitch when I compared you to the other cocks that I fucked? You really are a big pervert. Were you jealous when you heard me fucking chat earlier? Does it bother you knowing that a senior in high school has a cock twice as big as yours? What's the matter, Teach? Your legs are shaking. Don't tell me you're about to come already. Too bad. I can't let you come just yet. Mm. goal is to drive you insane by getting you close to the edge but not letting you come, then you'd be correct. You may be the teacher and I'm the student, but right now I'm in control of this classroom. You look so helpless. I love it. I suppose that little cock of yours wants to finally feel my pussy as well, huh? I thought so. Just let me take off my panties again. What's the matter, Teach? Is all that cum dripping out of my wet pussy bothering you? Never had sloppy seconds before? Or maybe you're afraid that I might be too stretched out by Chad's huge cock that I won't be able to feel you anymore. I bet that turns you on even more. I suppose there's only one way to find out. Just relax and lean back in your chair. I'm just going to straddle you and spread my cum-filled pussy for you. I'm just going to lower my hips and... There we go. I'm not surprised you slipped right in so easily. Feel you, and your little guy keeps slipping out. Okay. I'll stop teasing and really get this party started. Let me just slip you back inside and... you felt that, didn't you? Oh, that cute little gasp you made the second you felt my pussy tighten up around your shaft says it all. Pretty good. Try not to come too quick, okay? You've been such a great teacher this whole semester. So far, you wouldn't want to disappoint me now, right? Though, with how much your cock is twitching inside of me, I can tell you're getting pretty close. Actually, idea. Let's play a little game. I'm just going to take out my phone and... Don't worry, I'm not going to record you or anything, as hot as that would be. I just need to use my phone's timer. Okay, let's set a timer. Let's say 5 minutes. If you can manage not to come before that 5 minutes is up, you win. I'll stop teasing you from now on, I'll stop fucking people in the storage room, and I'll let you return to your normally scheduled teaching career. But if you end up blowing your pathetic load too soon, then I win. And you will become my slave. Sure. Of course. When you're teaching your class, I'll let you stay in charge, you know? Like, you pretend like you're the one controlling things. But the second that bell rings, I'm in charge. And you will listen to me. And I will fuck whomever I want, wherever I want, and you can't do a damn thing about it. Because you will be my slave. Don't worry, though. I'll still let you watch and jerk off. I'll still come back to your room afterwards and reward you for being such a good boy. So, what do you say? Up for the challenge, Teach? Well, I suppose you don't have much choice. Timer set. Now let's begin. See? Not too bad, right? I'll play nice and start slow. I'll give that little cock of yours a fighting chance. That's 1 minute down, and you haven't blown your load yet. Congrats, Teach. Just 4 more minutes to go. Let's start picking up the pace. Three more minutes left. You're almost there, Teach. Wouldn't want to blow your lead now, right? Surprised you lasted this long. 2 more minutes to go. You're gripping your arm seat so tightly, your knuckles are turning white. Still resisting, even after everything I've done. One more minute. I underestimate you, Teach. The little cock that could might actually win. You've shown me that you're not fit to be my slave. Too much willpower in such a small package. I'll slow down then. I'll let you in, Teach. I'll let you beat me. I'll let you go back to your normal life just like you want. What? What's the matter, Teach? If I'm not mistaken, you look almost disappointed that I'm slowing down, that I'm not letting you come, I'm not letting you lose. 10 seconds left and you win. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hey! What are you doing? Did you just stop the timer before it could hit 0? Are you actually admitting you want to become my slave? Then say it. Admit to me that you want to serve me. Admit to me that you want to become a slave to your slutty 18-year-old student. Yeah. A good boy like you deserves to be rewarded. I'll make sure you lose like a proper slave. I can't help it. I need to kiss you. Fuck, I'm worked up. I'm gonna come to you. Just let me get off of you and just gonna slide my panties back on. Preserve that little mess you made for a little longer. Here. Let me help you get your pants back on. Like I said earlier, I'm gonna keep using that storage closet to fuck whomever I want. I may even use your classroom too sometimes. But I'll make sure to give you a naughty show to jerk off to and a nice, creamy reward waiting for you when I let you fuck me afterwards. Oh, before I go, there is one thing that I need to tell you. I wasn't lying earlier when I said you were my favorite teacher. Not all the teachers in this school are good, but you're definitely one of the best ones. Actually, it makes me kind of sad that I'm going to be graduating soon and won't be in your class anymore. So, anyways, what I'm trying to say is, after I graduate, would you like to continue being my slave? Maybe even being more than just a slave? You would? Yes. Well, you don't have to make any promises, but if you keep being a good boy for me, I'll make sure that the rest of the school year will be just as fun for you as it will be for me. See you tomorrow, Teach. Mwah.